Hey, let's talk Gillette.
What's happening in Gillette? Next week on December 17th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. City offices will be closed for half a day starting at noon, not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that, and all the following day. I can't quite remember why. You there, child. Can you tell me why city offices will be closed half of December 24th and all of December 25th?
Why, it's Christmas Day, sir!
Christmas Day, that's right. And trash pickup? Will there be trash pickup on Christmas Day?
No, sir. Wednesday's trash will be picked up on Thursday the 26th.
Of course it will. Here, lad. Take this bag of nickels and buy the largest goose you can find.
Gee, thanks, mister!
I've learned an important lesson about Christmas. Namely, that city offices will be closed afternoon on Christmas Eve and all day on Christmas Day. Oh, and also, city offices will be closed January 1st for New Year's Day, and trash pickup will be moved to the 2nd. Merry Christmas! Speaking of Christmas, I don't want to alarm you, but there aren't that many more shopping days if you still need to buy gifts. Maybe there's someone on your list who's difficult to buy for and you need some ideas. What do you get for the person who has everything? Consider this. Do they have a City of Gillette puzzle? Do you have a City of Gillette puzzle? Because City of Gillette puzzles are available at the City Clerk's office, and they're buy one, get one free. Get one for yourself and that special someone who's hard to buy for, and hurry in because the buy one, get one free deal only lasts through December 31st or while supplies last. Here's what's on the December 17th City Council agenda. Just before the meeting starts, there will be a public reception held for our outgoing City Council members, Billy Montgomery and Trish Simonson, outside the Council Chambers and beginning at 5:30. Billy Montgomery has represented Ward 2 on the City Council since 2015, and Trish Simonson has represented Ward 1 since 2022. Both Billy and Trish have been tireless advocates for mental health in Gillette, and we're grateful to them for their time on the City Council. Council will consider a professional services agreement for construction management for the Central Control Improvements Project. There will be a resolution for the mayor to sign the change of status forms for City Administrator Mike Cole and City Attorney Sean Brown. This is the form for raises, which has to be signed by a supervisor, but both the City Administrator and City Attorney work directly for the Council. Hence, a resolution to have the mayor sign for the Council as their supervisor. There are a couple of city planning type items before the council. They'll approve final plans for the Foothills Planned Unit Development Phase 1A and the Mr. Bones subdivision, and then approval and authorization of the minor subdivision of lots 1 through 4 of Prestige Park. Just one optional 1% supported project on the agenda, council will consider a bid award for the 2025 Chip Seal Project. They'll have the third readings of the zoning ordinance rewrite and the ordinances to amend and replace chapters 10 and 11 of the city code. That's a brief look at the December 17th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.